Hey everybody, Dan Koch here. I wanted to give you guys a quick update on my progress for Depolarized Season 2. A few personal friends of mine have actually reached out and asked if I was doing okay. Like, I haven't been on social media very much and they haven't heard any episodes of the show. Yes, I am okay. Appreciate your guys' concern. I actually am off social media for the most part for a number of reasons. So I'm dark there, and I have gone dark there and I will be dark for an indefinite period of time. I don't have any plans to return to Facebook or Twitter. There'll be some talk about that on the show at some point, but for now, just don't worry. Nothing has happened to me. You can, however, still reach me on Facebook Messenger. I haven't deleted my Facebook account, so feel free to be in touch there or by emailing depolarizedpodcast@gmail.com. I have been sending updates out to my Patreon backers for the last few months, so they've gotten some information as well as some full-length interviews that will not be aired on Depolarized in their entirety, but I realize I haven't said much to the rest of you. I am, in fact, hard at work on Season 2. I have had some weeks where I've put in 40 to 50 hours just on Depolarized, not related to my day job. So, working hard. I'm doing a lot of interviews. A lot of this stuff will end up on probably Season 3 eventually. So it's kind of a front-loaded process. But basically, what I've done is I've stepped up my game pretty radically, which has meant a lot more work. What I mean by that is multiple interviews per episode, a mix of voter interviews and expert interviews. For example, 2 days earlier this week in a row, I did 4 interviews, a Mennonite woman, an African-American Baptist man, a Greek Orthodox priest, and Roxanne Stone from the Barna Group, which is kind of like a faith-based Pew Research for those of you who aren't familiar with Barna. They do really good work. Season 2 is organized around that fateful statistic from the election night exit polls in 2016 that 81% of white evangelicals voted for Donald Trump. Basically, all the questions that we'll be asking this season come in some way from that statistic, almost like a brainstorming session or a spider web. And I think I will end up having done a total of 35 or 40 interviews for this season. One thing that I decided to do was to interview 4 separate groups of voters to hear from them in their own words. And those groups are white evangelical Trump voters, white evangelical non-Trump voters, what I call the 19%, non-white Christian voters, and non-evangelical Christian voters. So as you can tell, this next season is going to focus more on Christian faith than Depolarized has in the past. Apologies to those of you who are less interested in that, but I think there's going to be quite a bit of interest still for you. I don't have a release date in mind just yet, but at this point I'm thinking early spring for the first episodes. Thank you guys for your patience, and a special thank you to all of our patrons who continue to support the show financially. It's a huge help. I've been racking up a lot of hard costs, mostly with transcription of interviews, but soon our producer Chad will be getting to work, so that money will be used to make the show, a show that I hope will be quite a few notches above what it's been in the past in terms of audio quality and scope. So while we're all waiting for Season 2 to debut, myself included, now would be a pretty good time, if you want, to share some of your favorite episodes with some friends and encourage them to subscribe so that when the new season comes, the episodes will hit their phones automatically. And a quick note for Reconstruct listeners, my other more theologically minded podcast. John, my co-host, has had an extremely busy summer, fall, and early winter work-wise, started a new company with his wife. But we are working on Season 2, and I know I can't wait to get more episodes out there into the world and to chat with you guys about them. I will be recording a live Depolarized episode at the Bad Christian Conference in Nashville at the end of January. So expect an episode in a little bit over a month, regardless of the progress on the proper Season 2 episodes. Thank you guys for your support, your patience. I really hope that this next season is something special, and I really can't wait to share it with you.